The Warriors will face the Utah Jazz on Sunday night in the second game of a four-game homestand after beating the Atlanta Hawks 106-94 at Oracle Arena on Friday night in a game that saw Stephen Curry return to action from an ankle injury only to leave in the third quarter with an MCL sprain that will require an MRI on Saturday. Here's head coach Steve Kerr after the game.
Well, I assumed it was his ankle when he came up hobbling and then found out it was his knee you know, we'll see what the MRI says tomorrow. There's not a whole lot we can do or predict. Kind of a strange, cruel twist of fate. You know, he rehabs his ankle for the last couple of weeks, gets that strong, and then the knee goes. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Hey Steve, what do you just make of the weird set of circumstances surrounding all his injuries this year, where there's always some kind of collision or stepping on someone?
I got nothing for you on that one. I mean, it seems pretty random. We're not doing anything different, and he's not doing anything different from what we've done the last few years. What he's done, it's just random stuff.
Are you kind of getting an ominous feeling about this season overall? I mean, with all the guys that keep going down, and especially late in the year, and just are you kind of?
No, I definitely do not have an ominous feeling. I feel like. I'm disappointed for Steph mostly tonight. You know, we'll see how long he has to be out. But, you know, we'll have guys coming back in the next couple of weeks, and we've got enough, and we can push forward, and and we can win a lot of games, and you know, hopefully we get Steph back at some point. But we'll find out more tomorrow.
Coach, you were just in the locker room. What's the mood like with something like this happening?
It's you know, it's a little somber in there. Everybody feels for Steph, but it's more a case of you know, we got to keep going, keep pushing forward. So we'll come in tomorrow and get a short practice and get ready for Utah.
Were you able to talk to Steph after the game, and how is he taking all of this?
He's in good spirits. I did talk to him, and you know, he's disappointed, but it's part of it. So he's just, you know, you keep pushing and see how it goes tomorrow, and then, you know, but he was disappointed, but all in all, he was, you know, hanging in there.
You have been resting guys, and I know the general policy, though, is if players are healthy, they play, like Steph played tonight. Do you maybe, well, the two seed basically locked up, do you maybe start saying, okay, even, you know, if Durant can take a couple more days off, or Draymond can take, do you start maybe getting a little more careful about that?
I guess we'll just take it day by day. We'll see who's available and who's not. And if we see something that would spur us to maybe give a guy a night off, we wouldn't hesitate to do that. But we've got to balance the rhythm and the rest and see where guys are individually.
Hi. A lot of injured on your table. Now Omri Kaspi is still injured. He wasn't even dressed today. So... will he be staying with you for the playoffs, or will be changed?
Will he be staying with us for the playoffs?
Yeah,
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a bunch of hurt guys, and we're going to try to see who gets healthy, and we're going to play it by ear. There's, you know, nothing is for sure. We'll see how the rest of the season goes, and. Hopefully we'll have five guys who can suit up by the playoffs, so that'd be good. But
thank you.
We're not making any decisions now.
Nick Young had a strong game despite his own injury scare. Did you get out of Nick what you were hoping to get tonight?
Yeah, Nick was great. You know, he's always looking to attack and be aggressive, and he shot the ball well. His defense was good. Really closed the game with a couple of big shots. So I was pleased with Nick. He did a great job.